Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
OKC West Livestock Market is a modern facility with improved ways of handling livestock. OKC West was designed with producers in mind and truck drivers and buyers alike. They're committed to providing the finest state-of-the-art facilities, the most experienced personnel, the most efficient processing, and the most careful handling of livestock you'll find in the state. OKC West, selling cows and bulls on Mondays, stockers on Tuesdays, feeders on Thursday. Give OKC West Livestock a call, 405-262-8800 for more info.
Hey Oklahoma, Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and we'll continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
Well, at the Thursday morning general session of the 2023 National FFA Convention, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack talked to the students, ag educators, and guests before signing a memorandum of understanding with the organization, formalizing a partnership to prepare more students for careers in food, ag science, natural resources, and related fields. Afterwards, Vilsack met with the media and gave an update on the farm bill.
Number one, we're not going to have a farm bill passed before December 31st, but we do have to have an extension, because we don't want the program to lapse, because if it were to lapse, there would be serious consequences to the farmers, but also very serious consequences to the economy and to consumers. So I'm very confident that we will see an extension. The question is how long that extension will be. I think the Senate leadership, in a bipartisan way, is suggesting a year. I don't think they think it will take a year to get the farm bill done. But they want to—they think that's the easiest and simplest format to get the 60 votes necessary to get it passed in the Senate. Don't know if the House has got that same timeline, but I think the House is also recognizes they're not going to get it done before December 31st.
Vilsack said there's a lot of emphasis on the farm bill, but the reality is that there's a lot of other tools that USDA and the federal government have that sometimes people forget.
I mentioned climate smart partnerships. That wasn't funded through a farm bill program. That was funded through the Commodity Credit Corporation. That's a very important and significant tool that we have at USDA that folks need to understand and appreciate. Here's the rub. Here's the challenge. The challenge is that when you look at the farm bill, there's a defined amount of money called the baseline that's established by the Congressional Budget Office, and essentially it says to the writers of a farm bill, this is how much money you can invest. This is the amount of money. Unless you bring money from some other source, this is how much you can spend. Well, some people say, well, we'd like to spend more money in this part of the farm bill. Well, to do that, you have to take money from some other part of the farm bill.
Once again, that's Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. Well, some pretty big news this week as we're looking at this week's latest drought monitor. We're seeing a lot of major improvements across the state. According to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought still at zero, unchanged from the past 3 months. Extreme drought or worse is at 1.16%, significantly improved from last week's 13.47. Severe drought now at 13.68%, also improved from last week's 33.91%. Moderate drought or worse now at 35.82, improved from last week's 49.29. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions now at 50.27%, down from last week's 72.12%. You've got farm news on Ron.
As a livestock producer, you want to make sure you're always protecting your investments and your bottom line. Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, might be for you. Clay Bertram at Ag Risk and Apache tells us more.
The key things about LRP is, number one, you don't have to sell your cattle. Number two, it's not a morbidity policy. And number three, it gives you that peace of mind to sleep at night.
To speak with the folks at Ag Risk Management and Insurance at Apache, call 580-588-5099. They are an equal opportunity provider.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.